you know, if you had told me yesterday morning that President Trump was going to summon Speaker Chatfield and Senate Majority Leader Shirky to the White House and that they would go, what's the line in Christmas Vacation? If I had woken up with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now. That's pretty much how I felt.
And the intrigue and alarm today surrounds a White House meeting that some say may actually break the law.
Shame on you! Shame on you!
We don't have a lot of assurances for you today, but we do have some answers about what's happening with the presidential election in Michigan. And the next 72 hours are crucial. It's the Stateside Podcast. I'm April Baer. This morning, State Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky was seen getting on a plane bound for Washington, D.C. to meet with President Trump. It was early, but protesters got up with the chickens to meet him at Detroit's airport.
Protect our vote!
And he was greeted again by more protesters in Washington, D.C.
Go back to Michigan! People need you there! We don't need you here!
Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield was invited, too. And other Republican legislators from the state were spotted in D.C. as well. So why would a sitting president issue an invitation on less than one day's notice to a couple of state legislative leaders that he hasn't had much to do with before? Many of those involved are not talking about this meeting. Zach Gorchow is the executive editor and publisher of Gong War Michigan. And he says that the legislative leaders in Washington right now have gone radio silent. Makes people, understandably, nervous that they might be planning to use Michigan's legislature to nominate a new slate of electors who'd be likely to hand Michigan to Trump. But Zach says it's not that easy.
This is a theory that's being advocated by some conservatives who point to the U.S. Constitution, which says that legislatures shall direct the manner in which electoral votes are awarded. Now, Michigan law is very clear. The certified winner of the presidential election and person who gets the most votes gets Michigan's electoral votes. Most attorneys will say that Michigan's legislature has directed the manner in which electoral votes are awarded by passing a law, certified winner of the election gets the electoral votes. So I think I've seen this is described as a legally dubious theory. I think that's probably right on. Nonetheless, we're in strange times, and I'm not going to just dismiss the strange possibilities from happening out of hand.
Senate Majority Leader Shirky already several days ago slapped down the idea that Michigan's legislature would reject the will of the voters and try to hand electors to President Trump. We all know that sometimes there is wiggle room in what our elected officials say as conditions change. Do you think this could be one of those times?
I wouldn't dismiss anything right now. Yes, Senator Shirky did tell Bridge, Michigan, I think something like, quote, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. He did say that. Those are just words. They don't bind him to anything, which is sort of the, I guess, reflective of the time we're living in.
Zach, what are some of the conversations happening right now in Lansing political circles about norm breaking and the challenges that we're seeing to our democracy?
I mean, I think it's just sort of a continual everyday sense of jaws hanging agape that this is where things are, that there are a number of Republicans who I would describe as Republicans who have been active in the party for a long time who have said, you know, the president has every right to wait for the canvass to be complete, to even ask for a recount, press challenges in court, but that they've also said there needs to be a recognition as well that he is not going, none of those challenges are going to result in reversing a 154,000 vote margin. They're just not. It's way, way too large for something like that to change, and that if it was couched in that respect, President Trump had simply said, we recognize we are behind, we are going to await the canvass, we intend to ask for a recount just to be sure. That would be one thing, but that's not what's happening. The president is, you know, saying that fraud decided the Michigan result, You have a number of Republicans out there saying things like this election was stolen, and there's simply no evidence of it. It just seems to be, you know, then you have a number of other, you know, Republicans who will say, you know, are trying to say, boy, how do we get this resolved without, you know, damage being done to democracy? I mean, you've seen Congressman Mitchell, Republican from Lapeer County, saying things like this. But most elected Republicans are not saying very much. I don't think I'm wrong in saying that most people around Lansing are very, very concerned.
On Monday, the Board of State Canvassers is meeting. Their task is to certify Michigan's election results. And a lot of people have been wondering if this is going to be a replay of what happened with the Wayne County Board of Canvassers, at which there were Republicans who said they weren't going to certify the election and Democrats who said that they were. One of the Republican members of the State Board of Canvassers, Norm Schenkel, told the Washington Post he's strongly considering a vote not to certify election results on Monday. Have you thought this through, if the board deadlocks, what that does to the process?
Well, yes. So there's two Republicans and two Democrats on board. You have to have a majority to certify the vote, which means you have to have at least one person from each party voting yes. And if they were to deadlock 2-2 and refuse to certify, the first thing that will happen is the Biden campaign, presumably, among maybe others, will file for an immediate, what's called writ of mandamus in the Michigan Court of Appeals, ordering the Board of State Canvassers to certify the vote. We've seen the board deadlock many times on ballot proposal language, ballot proposal, certifying signatures for ballot proposals. But to my knowledge, the state never deadlocked on certifying an election. So I would expect that they would go to court quickly. We would have a fairly quick decision from the Court of Appeals, and then that would likely be appealed one way or the other to the Michigan Supreme Court, which then need to make a quick decision as well.
Yeah. Well, at least it sounds like there's some procedure that we have seen before in Michigan, if things go that way.
Yeah, it definitely ends up in court, no question.
Yeah. Now we've got the two senior most elected Republicans in the state going to the White House at a time when the president appears clearly invested in overturning Michigan's election results. And you just mentioned that there just really hasn't been, nobody's really talking right now about what's happening. What happened to moderate Republican thought in Michigan? Do you know if there are members of the caucus or otherwise who have concerns about what's going on here?
I just think that, you know, this is President Trump's Republican Party, that by and large, this is a party now that is in lockstep with, you know, by and large, President Trump and President Trump's goals. And, you know, there's not a lot of daylight between your average elected Republican and the president. I mean, no, most of them aren't out there on Twitter blasting away on a, you know, hourly basis, no. But, you know, from an ideological standpoint, many of them agree with his philosophies and policies. You know, certainly the Republican Party has been on a trajectory that's being more and more, I don't even know what the term conservative is really means anymore. There's certainly a lot of conservatives out there who would say they don't recognize the Republican Party as a conservative party anymore. But, you know, it's been moving in a, you know, a rightward, more populist direction for many years. And, you know, that's where we're at now. And they're, you know, much, you know, the Democratic Party has moved left. I think it's just a product of the polarization of our politics nationally.
In just a minute, Michigan's top elections official on what can and cannot happen with certified election results, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. We'll be back in a moment.
Support for the Stateside Podcast comes from Kalamazoo College, offering a personalized education that combines critical thinking, curiosity, and creativity. Committed to preparing students for meaningful careers that make a positive impact on the world. More at kzoo.edu.
Okay, do you remember that meeting on Tuesday in Wayne County, where the County Board of Canvassers met for what is usually a very humdrum purpose, certifying election results? As you heard here, two Republican members of the board voted not to certify. And then after a whopping 3-hour comment session, they changed course and voted to certify the results. It was a moment that had a lot of people panicking over the possible disenfranchising of hundreds of thousands of Michigan voters. Well, the Board of State Canvassers is meeting next Monday. Is there a reason why Republican members of that body who support Donald Trump might not try again to slow down or stop the certification? All this amounts to a legal jello salad. It's wobbly and it's chock full of inexplicable pieces of things. Here to explain how election law works is Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson.
Thanks for having me.
Where to begin? When the Wayne County Board of Canvassers meeting with all of its emotion and 3 hours of public comment was in process, you were asked how you were feeling about the outcome of all this, and you said that you felt calm about it. Everyone else had their hair on fire. Can you say more about why you felt calm about this?
Because we knew at the core of this that all of this is noise and a really political and PR strategy designed to create chaos and confusion around what is actually quite matter-of-fact procedures that in the actual, from the macro level, things are going to continue to go forward. And I think it's important to sift through the noise and focus on the facts and the truth. And so that's what my office does. And that's why I was calm and am calm. I mean, basically, we know in the discussion in the Wayne County canvass from what was observed, that there were essential discussions about clerical errors where, in this case, the number of people who checked into a poll book don't exactly match the number of votes or ballots submitted. And we know there's many reasons why this can occur. For example, if a voter shows up to the right polling place but wrong precinct and then moves over to the right precinct. I mean, these are basic common things. And you see this then being used falsely as in an effort to, again, sow seeds of doubt amongst our electorate, amongst our public, about what was actually a very well-run election. But I know our election was one of the most secure in our state's history, certainly one of the highest turnout elections in state history. It was an enormous success. And I have complete and full confidence that that will ultimately carry the day, and every step along the way have had that confidence reaffirmed by the fact that that's, precisely what does happen. The other thing I'll mention, though, is that, where canvassers are required by law to certify results, we also know there's many procedures and paths in the law provided to, again, keep us moving forward and ensure a final certification, even, if sometimes there are moments that fall victim to political strategies or other types of partisan shenanigans.
What happens if the State Board of Canvassers meets on Monday and Republican members of that board decide to stage the same sort of effort to say we will not vote to certify these results?
Well, it certainly would be a dereliction of duty and expansion of authority that they really don't have under the law to engage in these types of, or maybe I should say, a misuse of authority that they really don't have under state law. But that said, I'm focused on assuming the best of folks, even in this very unique moment that we're in, and knowing that the law is very much on our side here. The State Board of Canvassers have an administrative role to play. The counties have all already affirmed and canvassed their votes and move forward as under proper procedures indicate they should. And now we can affirm that the once that certification occurs, we can then move forward with the other aspects of the post-election processes that we typically engage in, which, by the way, involve a procedural audit in Wayne County that will look to and clean up potentially a lot of the clerical errors that were identified in the canvass.
I have to ask, is there any means by which you're aware of by which the state legislature might overturn certification?
Well, they've certainly affirmed both the leader, both leaders in the legislature, their commitment to ensuring that the votes that have been cast and the will of the people will be respected. And so I certainly would assume and have full faith that that commitment wouldn't change. And again, there's really no reason to change that. I mean, we can't allow, again, these really distractions to take us away from focusing on the reality. And again, I would argue that that's part of what this political strategy is trying to do. But we can't distract from the fact that the people have spoken in Michigan. The votes have been cast. They have been counted. And those results are an accurate reflection of the will of the people. And now it's responsibility of everyone with a position of authority to do their job and ensure the will of the people continues to be heard. And, you know, the democracy is preserved. And as the state's chief election officer, I'm committed to making sure that happens, and we'll continue to use every tool at our disposal to protect our voters, every voter, and ensure the will of the people is ultimately and continues to be heard in our state.
At the same time, might they not step in and assign their own electors for the Electoral College's procedural vote who would vote for President Trump?
I mean, that would be a real abdication of the law. Notably, the law is very clear in Michigan that the winner of the state's electors should go to the winner of the majority vote in Michigan. And that winner has been very clearly identified as President-elect Joe Biden. That's going to continue to be a fact that is undeniable and that will ultimately be certified and made official so that, again, our state and the nation can move forward with the important business at hand. There's really, again, no mechanism under state law or statute for retroactively changing the law. There's and my expectation would be that individuals would continue to comply with the law, which clearly says that once the people of Michigan has spoken, that is what directs the allocation of the electors.
It certainly seems as though the intent of the Trump campaign is to flood the zone with lawsuits over elections, with as many challenges as possible. That has seemed to have been the strategy for some time now. Do you worry about the impact of this on either our election system or on just voters' faith in their vote?
Yes, I very much am concerned about the long-term impact that these shenanigans and antics will have on the health of our democracy and people's faith in our elections. And that really, to me, is the bottom line. We're going to get through this moment, and we're going to continue as we have every step of the way to win every to push back successfully against any attacks to thwart the voice of the voters, which has been very clearly spoken in Michigan. We'll continue to move forward with certifying the results. We'll continue to move forward with ensuring the will of the voters are heard. We're going to be okay in that regard, truly. The longer thing, where our concern should be focused, is this question of how do we come together after this moment has passed, restore and strengthen citizens' faith in our democratic processes, in our elections, in our democracy. Because no matter how someone cast their ballot this year, who they voted for, they should ultimately have complete and faith in the results of the election as an accurate reflection of the will of the people, because that is the truth and the data and what all the facts indicate. So, my hope is that we can come together at the state level and even at the national level to really dig deep into how to restore citizens' faith in our democracy to the extent it's been shattered by these political shenanigans.
And that's the Stateside Podcast. I'm April Baer. You can find the full Stateside show at michiganradio.org. Next week, we'll let you know about the results of that state board of canvassers meeting, and we'll talk with a couple of conservatives who say that they no longer see themselves reflected in the Republican Party in Michigan. The executive producer of Stateside is Laura Weber-Davis, and she also produced today's show with help from Jen Guerra and Rachel Ishikawa. Our theme music is by 14KT, additional music by Blue Dot Sessions. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Williams.
I'm Lester Graham. We've been working on a big project about Great Lakes birds called the Bird Connection.
It will look at ducks and trumpeter swans,
egrets and herons,
and piping plovers. Yes!
We'll discuss what we've discovered at a Michigan Public Issues and Ale event,
including how some problems for birds are problems for people.
It's at Arbor Brewing Company in Ypsilanti, the evening of May 21st at 7.
You can register at michiganpublic.org.